Hello, and welcome to the Write Script Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Tanner, and today we're going to be talking about perfectionism. And this is something that will most likely step on a lot of people's toes, myself included. For those of you who don't know, I am a recovering perfectionist, and let me tell you, I'll be 100% transparent here. It is a struggle to resist the urge to be like, oh, it has to be perfect, because if you're not careful, that is the one thing that can hold you back from anything you're trying to achieve, accomplish, navigate, try anything. Because perfectionism is really non-existent. You can strive for excellence. You can strive for success. You can strive to be efficient. But once you start trying to be perfect, let me tell you, it is like chasing a ghost. It is like something that you will never achieve in life because it's non-existent. First and foremost, we are human. And while we can be extraordinary, we can be amazing, we can never be perfect. Because think about it. If we could be perfect, there would be no such thing as self-improvement. Because if you're already perfect, there would be nothing to improve. There would be nothing to get better at. There would be nowhere for you to evolve because you'd already be at the top. There would be no self-discovery, no learning the lesson, no falling down and getting back up. And I'll be transparent. There was a time in my life where I wished that I was perfect. I'll give a real life example. When I was in school, I was not good at math at all. And this is an example, right? I was not good at math. My report card would literally be like A's and everything else, but math and science, no. And I remember feeling envious of people that I knew who got A's in everything. And I remember telling my mom about that. Like, how come they're good at everything? How come they're good at every single thing they touch, right? Why can't I be like that? And I remember my mom told me something that did not resonate with me at the age of 15. She said to me, no, it's good that you're experiencing failure now, because when you get older, you'll know how to handle it. These kids right now that are good at everything they touch, they're not getting this lesson yet. And when they do get it, they'll be older and they won't necessarily know how to handle it right then, because it's not happening to them early. And I didn't understand that until the age of 30, when I started working with people as a script consultant, when I started talking to different people from different parts of the world, different backgrounds, different walks of life. And I remember I got several clients, and this isn't even like one person. These are multiple interactions with multiple clients over the years. And I remember there were a few clients in particular who told me about their background, how they were that kid in high school and college that never got below an A+, never. And when they got notes for the first time on their script about what needed to be changed, it almost sent them into a panic attack. It almost sent them into anxiety mode, because it was the first time they had really received a score that wasn't quote-unquote perfect, and they didn't know how to handle it. And I remember I told my mother about that. And she said, remember what I told you years ago? People who go through life and they never get any bad marks early, it ends up hurting them later on because they don't know how to handle rejection or how to handle a shortcoming or a stumbling block or a slip up. They look at that as, oh my gosh, I failed. And it's like a shock to the system. And I look back on it and now I'm grateful because I see that perfection is something that we will never be able to attain. But we can attain excellence all day long. We can strive for that. And when it comes to your screenplay, I see this so much. I see this so much with people, especially new people taking up screenwriting. They expect to be amazing at it just right out the gate, right off the bat, the first script, the first draft. They expect it to be perfect. And when they get their notes back with a bunch of red marks and with the score of a pass, they're like, what? No, it's ready. I need an agent. And what people don't realize is that you need room to grow. Stop trying to be perfect and instead be teachable. Be a student. Learn. Always be open. Because the minute you stop learning, you are stunting your own progress. You are stunting your own growth. And you're making sure that you never reach the next level. Because the only way to reach the next level is to be open and to grow and to be receptive to those who have been here before you and they're giving you the knowledge. Even as a script consultant, I still get coverage on my own stuff. I'm not too good to get coverage, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, I can give coverage to other people, but I cannot give coverage on my own script. It would be like a surgeon operating on himself. You just can't do it. It would be like a surgeon operating on a family member. You just can't do it. You're not objective enough. You're too close to it. You have to get another set of eyes. And perfectionism is a hell of a drug. I have seen it stop people from pursuing their goal because, oh my gosh, I just have to get it perfect. And if it's not perfect on the first try, that means I'm not meant to do it. That is the biggest lie that we tell ourselves, and it keeps us stuck. And I want people to understand that it is okay to make a mistake. It is okay to stumble and fall and get back up. The only way that you really fail at anything in life is when you stop trying, is when you give up, is when you no longer do that challenging thing because it's just too hard. Why try? I failed, right? Why try? I'm not good at it. The lies that we tell ourselves. No, you're learning. You're growing. You're learning the lesson. You're learning a skill. Remember that phrase, Rome wasn't built in a day? Well, it's true. It was not built in a day. So we as human beings need to stop going around expecting to build our own empire in a day. I get people who are just now following my Instagram page, Jessica_WriteScript, and they see my following, and granted, you know, it's a decent sized following, but it didn't happen that way overnight. I mean, I tell this story all the time. There was a time on Instagram where I would be lucky to get 3 to 5 likes and maybe 1 comment a week. And I didn't let it stop me. I kept going. I kept posting every day. I kept posting to every social media platform. And eventually, I gained a following. I did that. But it was not built in a day. Just like a solid, sellable screenplay is not built in a day. It takes time. It takes work. It takes effort. It takes planning. There are a whole lot of steps. And it goes back to what I've been saying. Don't be afraid to make a mistake publicly. Because you know what that does? When you make a mistake in front of your audience, it humanizes you. When you become successful and you tell your story of how you made it, despite the rough moments, the rejection, the hard no's, all that stuff. When you tell your story of how you kept going, despite the slings and arrows that were thrown at you every which way, that gives you credibility. And that shows your audience, wow, this person is human. They're telling me the truth. It wasn't all sunshine and rainbows. And they still kept going. When you keep going, despite what's being thrown at you, you've already won. You've already won the battle. And I'm going to leave you with this last thing. When you're in the midst of doing something extraordinary, amazing, life-changing, purposeful, it's not going to feel like it when you're in the trenches of it. When you're in the trenches of it, you're going to always feel like, oh my gosh, why am I doing this? Am I crazy or what? Like, what makes me think I can do this? Who am I? Yeah, you're right. Who are you? You are an extraordinary human being who is capable. That's who you are. And like I said before, we all have our own purpose in life. We all have our own gift. We are all capable of achieving great things. We are all capable of it. Don't give up just because the beginning stages are not picture perfect. Nothing amazing ever is. And trust me, you will cherish those memories of that imperfect story once you become successful and you share it with your audience. You will look back on those days of imperfection and you will smile. Because you know that that's what got you to where you are now. So I leave you all with this. Stop trying to be perfect. None of us are. We are human beings going day to day through all the slings and arrows. We are persevering through all the hardships. And we are going despite what the world may throw at us. Anyway, you guys, thank you for tuning in. Like, share, subscribe to the podcast. Make sure to follow me on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, Anchor, and of course, iHeartRadio. Have a good one, and I'll catch you again in the next episode.